A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he said, "Go into the city and to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it's not I, Lord." And he said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas's betrayer said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." And he said, "You have said so." Have you ever felt betrayed by a friend, family member, the church? A sense of betrayal by the system seems to underline the tone of our election process. Betrayal is the theme of today's gospel. Judas was a member of the Zealot Party and probably felt Jesus was betraying his people by the kind of Messiah he was. At table, Jesus proclaimed that one of you will betray me. But I think we need to go further than the obvious indictment of Judas. "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me." In reality, all those at table had dipped their hands into the common dish. How many of the apostles ran away? Even Peter would betray him. What about us? In what ways do we betray the Jesus suffering in our families, community, or the world? Are the inclusive attitudes of Jesus an impossible embarrassment to us in regard to the poor, the refugee, the abused, women and children abandoned to their own wits, the homeless and the veterans? How are our lives lived on the 30 pieces of silver as we fail to protect the environment and cherish our planet? What can I do? I can't do it all. We can't. But sometimes our presence to an issue and our prayer can. The women stood as witnesses at the cross, risking everything. What are we willing to risk? We who righteously dip our hands into the Eucharist of these holy days are called to examine ourselves as we prepare to celebrate the Passover of the Lord. Despite our efforts this Lent, what in us still needs to change? Show mercy or be forgiven? What action can we do today that will make our world more inclusive, even of those who would betray us?